Well, young fellas, I think I got everything on your Thanksgiving grocery list.
Yeah?
I got 18-pound turkey.
Yeah?
Cranberry sauce, fresh and canned.
Yeah?
Stuffing, cornbread, and stovetop.
Yeah, that's for Mama. Yeah, my dad always cooks his gourmet food, and she likes the boxed crap.
Oh, I hear you there. Also got...
Tamales.
You also got some tamales.
Yeah.
And oysters, and I think that's just about everything.
No.
No?
No, I ordered 25 pounds of kangaroo meat. I need it for my dog.
That thing over there is a dog?
Well, no, but I don't want to get into the particulars of California importation law.
Well, speaking of importation law, it's very hard to get kangaroo meat around these parts, so I'm afraid I'm fresh out. I won't be able to...
Oh, something tells me you probably got some somewhere. Hold
on,
why don't you take a look in the back and see if Mr. McGillicuddy has any kangaroo meat?
Wait, that thing kept running back. That's... Look, he's wrecking the place. Get him out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving, jackass.
I heard you had an interesting day at the grocery store.
Yeah, I was. I let Superica and Rashi go in and do the shopping. That was a mistake.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. They really begged me, and they look so cute when they smile, and they're pleasant, and they were smiling and very
pleasant. They're sock monkeys. They were created to be cute.
I know.
But unfortunately, they've also grown to be manipulative.
I know. They jumped. Both of them went out, and then Hobart jumped out and followed them in. And
you let Hobart go in there?
No, he jumped out of the car. He ran in with them.
I love how you're just a victim of circumstance.
I am.
Like the Curly Sue defense mechanism. I'm just a victim of circumstance, just all the time.
Curly Sue? That's a John Hughes movie.
That's not what I meant to say.
You might Curly Howard.
That's what I meant to
I'm
say.
A victim of circumstance.
Curly Sue.
Curly Sue.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Who remembers that movie?
Apparently
no
I do.
No one.
That movie
Curly
was terrible.
Sue.
So, anyway. So you're a victim of circumstance. My favorite is when you get in big trouble and I'm like, what happened here?
Well, it's the monkeys.
Because it's a totally rhetorical question. But he puts his arms out and he shrugs his shoulders and he says, who can say?
Yes, that's right.
That's always his response when he's in big trouble.
What do I do? Let the monkeys just stay home? You know, force them to stay in their room?
Yes. Chain them to the wall.
Oh, that's not very humane.
By the way, this is Almost Live with Paul and Misty.
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Paul Dini.
I'm Misty Lee.
Yes. And
Ezra's here.
Yay. Yes.
And Super Rico and Rashi are putting the groceries away.
Those he hasn't already helped himself to.
Yeah, Hobart.
Hobart hasn't helped himself to.
Yeah, Hobart devoured most of them on the way home.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we got to find an outlet for kangaroo sausage in this country. That's he likes that. He I mean, you know, kangaroo, wallaby, it's getting harder and harder to find that stuff.
Yeah.
Ever since he cleaned out the zoo.
Well, there's that.
And that horrible day when Rashi took him to the zoo. It was like going to the hometown buffet.
Yeah.
They lost every koala and marsupial they had that day.
Yeah.
Sorry to say. Well, anyway, speaking of feasting and all you can eat, it's getting close to Thanksgiving time.
It is.
I'm looking
forward to it. I always know it's close to Thanksgiving when A, the catalogs show up, and B, you start haunting the Williams and Sonoma website.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
I mean,
that's
I love
exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. It's my birthday is August 7th, and that's usually when the catalogs start showing up
that's
for Christmas.
Crazy.
And each one of them is stamped with, you've still got time. It's not too late. Order now for holiday delivery.
It's
like August, the first week of August, and we're inundated by the Christmas catalogs.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I used to be a big catalog shopper. Not so much. I mean, I'll do shopping online, or if I find a really good store, like a department store or a mall I like, I'll try and hit it, you know, once or twice before Christmas. Because I made the mistake of ordering from catalogs, and once they have your information...
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes. You may like this. So, you know, I bought a shirt from Orvis. I'm wearing it right now. You know, it's a nice shirt.
Yeah.
I've actually, you know,
looks
I wasn't
great
able to...
on you. Congratulations.
Thank
he
you.
Hasn't been... Paul has lost so much weight that he's wearing clothes he hasn't been able to wear in 7 years.
7 years.
I've worn that shirt since we were dating.
I was wearing the shirt when we were dating and it was tight then. It's, it actually fits better now. 35 pounds.
Yeah.
And 30 more to go at least. But,
oh,
you know,
well, yeah,
still.
But you look great. You should, you know, revel in your success. You're doing
I am.
So good.
I am. But, you know, I like the Orvis catalog, even though it's a bit old manny, you know, but it's still.
It's not as old manny as it is old lady-y.
Oh, well, old lady.
You know, I mean, my taste in clothes is so particular. I'm either in a hockey jersey or something super hyper geometric and stylized. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's just, there's just no winning with me.
Or a fetish.
It's like either strappy, leather strappy, crazy bondage suggestive-y stuff. You know, not literally, but I need to stop talking.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You're kind of turning
me off.
You're
like, no, it's okay. But no, seriously, I mean, like, my taste is so particular.
Yeah.
And Orvis is not it.
No.
I think that's all I'm trying to say. It's appealing, but yes, not on me. Well, it's great on your mom, though.
Yeah, but, you know, I actually saw Putterson next door, you know, taking in a box from Orvis.
Oh, that's it.
And so I'm throwing out all
my
Orvis.
We're all done with
yeah, it. Yeah, yeah. Once Mr. Putterson and I start dressing alike, you know, it's time to pack it in.
Yeah.
I'm going back to bowling shirts.
Yeah. Well, those look good on you, too.
Well, thanks. Yeah. But, you know, it's fall, and I kind of like the Orvis-y thing because it's outdoorsy and, like, going hunting and hiking and everything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's always
well,
fun.
Well, and it's, you know, the snow and Thanksgiving. And
Yep. I mean, you know, but still, the problem is for every good, you know, shirt or you know, piece of clothing I order, you get 25 catalogs that
yes,
are just like spin-offs of it. And
well, it's like they make more money selling your name to catalog lists than they do off the merchandise that they're selling. It's,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Every day the postman staggers over looking like that poor waitress at the end of the Flintstones.
Yes.
Where she's carrying that massive rib
you know, thing and drops it inside the
yeah,
car. Yes.
You know, he comes over and goes, "Here you go, Mr. Paul," and he gives me just this incredible library.
Is that how our postman speaks?
Yes, Mr. Paul. You know, he talks like
Mr.
that.
Mr. Paul.
Mr.
Okay.
Paul, okay. And he gives me this incredible stack of catalogs, and I just throw it right in the recycling bin. I feel a little guilty, but, you know, on the other hand,
let's
I
go to the recycling
so bin. Many so many hours in the day, I can't be looking at, you know, museum gift store catalogs and wine and cheese catalogs and stuff like that.
I spend enough time on Amazon and things like that as it is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Amazon is where I do most of my shopping now anyway.
It's where we do all of our Christmas shopping. We got that Prime membership, and they ship next day for $3.99 or
awesome.
2 day for free.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, and as long as we're mentioning Amazon, excuse me, but I must revel in the fact that Batman Arkham City, the graphic novel, was at, what, 98, 99?
Oh, my.
The first week it came out, wow, out of
yeah,
all.
Yeah, it was in the top 100 for sure.
Top 100, yeah, for a couple of hours.
That's a
yeah, but then
deal.
It got bumped down to, like, somewhere around 120.
Yeah,
but it was 120 for about a week.
Riding that, yeah.
Yeah, and then and now it's down about 600. But still, you know, it had a good
dude,
run.
You were up there for a long time.
And on the New York Times bestseller list for 2 weeks. 2 weeks at least.
Yeah.
I don't know what next week will bring, but, you know, top-selling graphic novels. So fine, if you don't have it already, buy it, because you cannot figure out the opening of the Arkham City video game unless you have the graphic novel, which is kind of a lie. But on the other hand, buy it, make me feel good. All right, thank you.
Wow.
Anyway,
okay.
And Carlos, you know, Carlos Dander.
Great.
Yes. Buy several and make Carlos happy. So
yes.
Anyway.
And me happy.
And you happy? Yes.
Yes.
We're all happy. Makes a wonderful Christmas Hanukkah. Kwanzaa gift.
Chris Mahana Kwanzaa.
Yes, that's right. That's right. As does the game.
And Festivus.
Yes. Oh, and Festivus.
What's Festivus?
Festivus for the
Is
rest of
Simpsons?
Us. Festivus was a holiday created by
George Costanza.
George Costanza's dad. You know,
okay.
his father on
Jerry Stiller
on Seinfeld, because he was so sick of the holiday season, he created a holiday called Festivus for the rest of us. And they would put up a poll.
Okay.
And they would tell each other how they had disappointed themselves, how they had disappointed each other through the years. And then they would have tests of strength.
I never saw this episode, but it's in my subconscious as existing.
Oh, it's great. It's great. I think Kramer fully supports Festivus. And actually, George's father hasn't celebrated it in a long time, and Kramer wants to bring it back because he feels now's the time to bring it back. So there are a lot of people who get fed up with Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa, all the traditional holidays, and they just want to celebrate something else. So there's Festivus.
Oh, with the holidays coming up, what are
look
your
at
favorite
Muggsy.
Stuff?
Well, look at Muggsy. It's just like, oh.
He wants to celebrate something.
What do you want to celebrate? You want to celebrate?
Come here, bud.
Want to celebrate the petting day.
Yes, there you go.
Pet affection day.
Oh, and Krampus is coming back.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
He is.
He usually shows up around early. He shows in Germany and Austria around December
6th. Yeah, but he's 6th. Also showing up in Jingle Bell this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, he's back in Jingle Bell. Okay. New Jingle Bell coming out this year. Actually, we got to get the yard in on that.
I hope he doesn't visit here again.
Oh, he'll be back. I've written my letter to Krampus early.
He destroyed the place last time.
Yeah. Actually, when I write to Krampus, I don't send him a list of things I want. I send him a list of enemies I want him to beat.
Yes.
So he's sharpening his switches and getting ready to attack my enemies.
These are all good things.
I mean, Santa's fine if you're a kid, but then you got to switch over to the other side. Good old Krampus.
Side.
Yeah, he'll be back this year in this year's Jingle Bell, which should be out December 7th. But ooh, I got to call the publisher on that because, you know, I should be getting the lettered and colored artwork this week. So.
You should be getting it. Stephanie Gladden's drawing it for him. Did Stephanie get her stuff in?
She
is so good.
Yeah, the
she's so good.
The pencil and ink stuff is in. The colored and lettered version is not. But
she doesn't color, right?
No. Okay. I expect to see that Friday.
For our fans, Stephanie also did a lot of our artwork.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She did. Yes, she did the model sheets on Rashi and all them. I forgot.
That's right.
She works hard for us.
Yeah, she does. She's
what
she is
talented
wonderful.
Chick. She is, and she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen her. She's a beautiful blonde.
She's a babe.
Yeah. She's foxy.
And she does her own comic called Girls of Monster Paradise.
Yeah, because she happens to draw women very, very, very.
And Hopster's Tracks, which is like a wild, funny animal comic. And let's see what else. So yeah, it's the start of the holiday season. I'm not going to do any shopping this year.
Okay.
Because
you tried to buy me some boots today, and I was
did, and you have
not having it. I have so many.
You're booted up the wazoo. I don't know what to get you this year.
That doesn't sound very appealing.
Booted up the wazoo. Well, that's usually
that sounds
you know,
like something you would get from Krampus.
Yeah, you are booted down the stairs or something. But you have boots in every size, shape, color, and description. Like you have.
I'm very fortunate that way.
Yeah, in fact, you just sold off like a big collection of go-go boots. You
I
had
did,
in rainbow
yeah.
colors,
wow.
But you still have. Pink boots, cowgirl boots, black boots, white.
I have a lot of
in fact, we were looking around like, okay, what do you want for Christmas? And we couldn't come up with anything. So, Merry Christmas. We're not getting anything this year.
It's fine.
You know what? I don't want
anything.
I need
nothing. You know,
I don't
it's
need
a good
anything.
Question
we don't have room in the house
need,
anymore.
I don't need anything. I'm really happy.
You know what I want to do on Christmas morning is wake up early, drive to my mom's house, and eat dinner.
That's cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that's pretty much it.
I'm going to be on a tight Christmas this year. We're moving right before Christmas.
You're going to be our neighbors.
Yeah. Nice.
Hey, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we just actually settled the place recently. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
We're so close, too.
Now, are you going to be there? Are you moving right at New Year's or right before?
No, right between like the middle of the month, December.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
How exciting. Yeah.
That's busy stuff.
Yeah.
But the older I get, the more I just hate crowds. You know, it's like real work to get me to go to a party anymore, or to an event.
Oh, you still like them.
I like the idea.
He likes
of
to complain
them.
About them.
I like
he
the idea
loves
of them.
Going places.
Yeah, okay.
But
yes.
Being shoved around and crowded. That's what's not good.
Well, you know, I'm a big hypocrite when it comes to that because you know as soon as December. The last week of November hits, and I'm on you like to go like, oh, can we go to New York?
Yep.
Isn't it fun?
Every year.
It's so bright and colorful, and it's
so
crisp in the air, and it's so nice, and we're and we go see our friends, and we can go to Broadway, and I fit in the seats better this year, and everything, and
yep.
just look.
It's
at,
coming.
And New York
and
Christmas. It's so great. And then as soon as I'm there, it's like, oh, it's crowded. It's hot. It's stuffy. This hotel room is $1,800 a night. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Macy's. I can't even move in the damn place. We went to Macy's last year because I thought it would be fun to go to Macy's. Go see Santa Claus.
To go see Santa. And the line
and
was
the line.
Literally 3.5 hours long to see Santa Claus. I said, and Paul said, you know what? I know him. I'll email him.
I know
him.
Yeah. You know,
wow.
He was so angry. And I said, you know what? How could you not know? How could you not know that that was going to happen? I mean,
it's less time consuming to actually get into. You know what we could do? We could go to Burbank Airport, get on Alaska Airlines flight, transfer at Fairbanks, and then go to the North Pole.
Go have tea with him, for God's sake.
What?
Yes, I said we could go have tea with him.
I'm up for that. You know, we just like two connections, and we're there at the North Pole.
Yep.
And we don't have to deal with the mishigosh at
Macy's. That's a word that was well used that I haven't heard in a while. Mishigosh.
Mishigosh.
Yeah.
Although, well, that does put me in mind that Hanukkah is real close to Christmas this year. And last year, for the last night of Hanukkah, I ran off to Cat's Deli and ate a pastrami sandwich the size of my head. Oh, that was wonderful. Yeah. I do that while you had a voice lesson with Marty Nixon.
Which was also wonderful.
I was
delicious as that sandwich was. Marty Nixon, even tastier.
Yeah.
I love myself some Marnie Nixon.
Marnie Nixon is wonderful.
She's a hell of a teacher, I gotta tell you. She's really talented, talented lady. And it's so simple to her because she's a violinist first. And, you know, she's truly a musician. A lot of people can sing by ear, but she is a musician. Like, she reads music very well. And she, you know, I mean, she's just a remarkable, I can't even say it. I'm so overwhelmed by her. Mm-hmm. She's just a truly remarkable talent.
Let's go to New York.
No.
Let's go to New York.
Absolutely not.
I want to throw myself on another cat's pastrami sandwich.
Why don't you throw yourself under a bus?
It's like
ooh,
a snake eating a small child. You engorge it and then you live off it for about a year. Except I'm hungry at dinner time again.
You just, you know, New York is a sandwich is not a reason to go to New York.
Yes, it is.
Well, it is. Actually, you know what? You're right. Let's go to New York.
Go to New York and eat sandwiches and go to old record stores.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
That sounds like a pretty nice
trip.
Can I
hide your luggage?
That's good. Yeah. Okay. We can go see our buddies. See Richard Howell, Chip Kidd, guys like that. You know, all the old familiar faces. Maybe go to a bad show. Spider-Man's still playing.
Oh, you better watch your mouth, buddy.
Well, no, I mean, it's not that Spider-Man's a bad show. Perish forbid.
No.
I mean, we could. I mean, I just those two just came out together. I didn't mean that.
Yeah, it was purely coincidental, right?
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Ezra and I were talking earlier about the signs of the holiday season. I said two big signs if you're into comedy. One is, I know it's the holidays when I see Joe Pesci get hit in the face with a paint can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
Yes.
And the second, and it's the one that you love so much. And by
the
love,
Screaming
I mean,
Girls.
Well, the Screaming Girls, that's your favorite. But then there's the one that makes you groan and leave the room, and that's Alec Baldwin hawking his sweaty balls.
I really despise that sketch.
I just think that's so funny.
And the new ice cream that sounds oh so delicious.
I'm not sure what's more disgusting, the fact they came out with ice cream called sweaty balls, or the fact that I actually looked for it yesterday when I was at the market. I was saying, is that a real thing? Did they really come out with that?
If we were on the phone, I would hang up on you, right? What?
I think
you heard me.
I mean, somewhere, whenever somebody buys that, Alec Baldwin must start to giggle for no reason at all. It's like, oh, I'm giggling. Someone must have bought another pint of sweaty balls.
Oh, man.
So crass.
I know. Well, here's the thing.
It's interesting. The older I get, I'm getting really uptight about stuff like that. Like, you know, it's just like, oh, now that's just tasteless. And it's so fascinating because I've got the filthiest mouth. And
your offices are decorated with pee sometimes. And
with pee? What do you mean? Like,
don't you have that little pee in the pool guy?
Well,
there's that. But you know what makes that routine really work for me is like, yeah, the sweaty ball stuff is pretty
cool. Is it the contrast because the girls are so uptight? And
the girls are so uptight, but at the beginning, it's really funny. One of them talks about, you know, holiday treats, and they're all really bland things. And says, are you going to leave some holiday treats out for Santa? Oh, you know, I can't with my bad rat problem.
Yes, that's your favorite part of the thing.
They're on NPR and they have a rat problem, and I think one of them asked for a spatula for Christmas. I got greedy and asked Santa for, you know, some weird little thing for Christmas, and then they bring in Alec Baldwin and the sweaty balls and everything. Okay, all right. I think that it's funnier that when it's just the two of them before he gets there. But
you're allowed to like the sketch. I just, you know, for whatever reason, it just doesn't strike me as very funny.
Well, you know, I'm not the world's biggest crude humor fan. I mean, I do enjoy it sometimes, but it depends the context.
Well, it just tickles you, and gosh, you know, heaven knows, and almost all of America is totally enchanted by it. A lot of people, you're not the only one who thinks it's hysterical. It's one of the classics of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know, so what do I know?
That and the Tonto, Tarzan, and
Frankenstein
sing-along.
Yeah.
See, now that I think is funny. And I don't care what they sing, I always laugh.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Fire bad.
Yeah. It's
I've actually been talking like them all week because I've been so sick. You can probably hear it in my voice and sinusy.
God, I miss Phil Hartman.
Oh yeah, I was just talking about that with somebody. How much?
Yeah. Well, boy, we used him occasionally on Tiny Toons and Animaniacs and stuff. Not a lot. Yeah. He was always booked up by The Simpsons usually, and so.
Oh, that's right. He did a lot of work for them, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they retired all his characters after he died.
And rightly so. Yeah. Because who could do them better than Phil?
No one.
That's right.
Yeah, I was. I remember getting the news that day. That was pretty awful.
So what other signs of Christmas and
what else is good?
And holidays?
It's colder, which is nice.
Okay. Well, that trip to Thanksgiving for us.
Brown? What? Oh. What? It's... Our
Thanksgiving trip.
The annual
trip
to Detroit.
Usually,
yeah, that gets real cold.
Yeah.
Muggsy, why are you standing here? What do you want? Do you want to get up here?
He's just perched on standing up on him like he's demanding attention.
Do you
want to
come up?
Attention.
Come here.
He doesn't know what he wants.
Do you need to go outside?
No, I think he just wants to be part of the conversation. He wants Deuce to move. So
Come here. What
do
is
you want
it?
Me to put him up there?
Is he in pain?
Maybe Timmy's in a well.
I don't know what he wants.
Does he have news from the front?
Yes, come on. One bark for no, two barks for yes. Or just stare at me for maybe. Thank you. Come on. Come up. Look. Come
That's
on.
What
Take
he
a running
there.
Jar.
There.
Oh, there. Good boy.
He
Good
just wanted
boy.
Some attention.
He wanted to know he was welcome.
He wanted to say he is part of the holiday.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and now he wants to get on mic. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Muggsy, and I would like to sing to you a selection of songs made famous by the great Tony Bennett. I left my heart. Thank you, Muggsy. Thank you. We'll call you. In San Francisco. Thank you, Muggsy. Thank you.
What a ham.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of ham, what are we having at your mom's for dinner for the holidays? His mom always cooks Christmas dinner, guys, and she is just an amazing cook. Amazing cook as Paul Dini.
Well, I got off the phone with her just recently, as a matter of fact, and we were discussing, I think, the prime rib option this year.
Oh, well, like that.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody has turkey.
I'm not eating piggies anymore.
No, hams are out, but...
Yeah, they're so cute, and I've
you were showing me those pigs last night.
They're so delicious.
That's what Ruth always says. She's like, God's most delicious animal. You're really missing out.
They taste like bacon all over.
Yeah.
Shh, Ezra, stop. They're so cute.
Yeah. It's a...
And it might not last forever. Eventually, I might be like, I don't care how cute they are.
Give me a hot dog.
Friggin' taste.
Oh, I think, you know, when we go to the...
I haven't had a hot dog in forever.
Oh, wait till the Panthers game. Panthers-Lions game.
I don't think I need any hot dogs at the Panthers.
You'll be having a kielbasa or something.
We're going to the Panthers-Lions game, so if you're going to the Detroit Lions game, say hello.
Yes. And, so we'll be at the Lions game. That's where I'm going to be in the entire... vacation is
you're gonna be there twice. How spoiled are you?
Up at our we have season tickets at Ford's Field. Yeah,
best thing we ever bought.
Yeah,
you know, really. I would like to think that we are the single-handed reason why the Lions are having a winning season.
But nobody entertained the idea of coming to our house while we're not here, because it will be filled with people. Ha ha ha.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
We have folks staying.
Well, because of Jill, and everybody's going to be here.
Everybody's going to be here. So Muggsy is going to be on guard. Deuce is on guard.
Yes.
Are we leaving Hobart, or is he? Or is
I think Hobart's going to come with. Actually,
Hobart's coming with.
I'm
thinking. Okay, I saw Rashi building like a carry-on for him.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how he's going to get that crate under his seat, but he's going to attempt to get him on. Or you know what? I think they might actually do the Scooby-Doo, where they get a big overcoat and a hat.
Nice.
Or to dress in a wig.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, they'll make Super Rica wear the wig and the dress, and then just because he can, and it's like, you know, no, I'm not standing on. You're not standing on anybody's shoulders, Super Rica. You're just wearing a wig and a dress.
Yeah.
I'm standing on Hobart's shoulders, and we're gonna go do that. Or they could all wedge themselves into Hobart's scrotal pouch, and then Hobart puts on.
Did you really sneak that in?
What, the scrotal pouch?
You did it.
Wow.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Yeah, you did.
I actually
congratulations.
Did
that. Wow. That was masterfully stuck in
it
there.
It wasn't really snuck in there, though.
Yeah.
No, it'd
be interesting
to
see what Hobart has stuck in his scrotal pouch. But anyway.
Okay, you know what? I don't want it said again.
All right.
We're not want to hear that word again.
Okay, fine. We have friends.
Listen to the laughter in his voice.
We have friends.
Ezra can't even speak. He's just
We'll have a house full of friends staying here while we're
pouch
away.
Full of friends.
And then we're off to stay at actually my sister's house and various other points around Detroit while we're there. And that, I like Detroit at the holiday time.
Yeah, you like leaving Detroit.
No, I like Detroit. It's fun. I mean, I'd never been there before I met you. So right. It was like a weird city to...
You're like, wow, what a shithole. I will never... You know, like, it's interesting because I deliberately took you down to some of the places where the prettier architecture is. And
yeah.
I was like, this is really lovely. And he's like, it's in one thing. I'll let you tell him. The one thing that really struck you about Detroit was what? Do you remember what you said?
Was it the giant inflatable dinosaur on top of the used car lot?
That
and I looked at it and screamed Loch Ness Monster.
The 101. What are you talking about? That's here, dude.
Was it the giant Uniroyal Royal Tire?
No, it was the architecture and the burned out houses. And you said this is the most beautiful city that used to be.
Yeah, that's true.
That's exactly
what
I said.
Yeah, at one point, well, it was a very, very beautiful city. Yeah.
I mean, it was designed in, you know, that kind of like Frank Lloyd Wright kind of look, that prairie type of architecture.
There's a lot of Tudor homes and stuff around there.
I mean, it's really stunning, but on the way...
That's why I like those Tudor homes.
Yeah, but when we were driving downtown, you saw what was like a really nice neighborhood of really big style houses. It reminded me a lot of... An area called Piedmont up in Oakland near Orinda, where I lived when I was a kid.
I lived there as a kid too.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. That's right. But very much Piedmont-y style houses, but you'll see one on a block and it's boarded up and there's just foundations around where other houses used to be. And there were houses there probably 15, 20 years ago?
Oh yeah.
And now it's just like, it's like Gotham. You know, it's ruined and burned out. I mean, you know, downtown where the monorail is, that's Gotham City.
Yeah.
And with the giant tigers on top of...
It's called the People Mover, by the way.
Okay.
It's not the monorail.
But it is like Gotham because the baseball stadium has giant sculptures of giant tigers. That's very Batman, you know, giant statuary. Harkens back to Dick Sprang, mid-50s Batman.
Sure.
But really, man, it's freaking Arkham City in there. And but hopefully, you know, it starts to bounce back. I mean, you know, my sister works at the... DIA. And I never know if it's DAI or DIA.
Detroit Institute of Arts, the DIA.
And that's lovely. And that area around there is really nice. And there's some lovely homes around Detroit and around the down, what is that, Lake Huron? Or
that's one of them, yeah.
Okay.
Lake St. Clair is down
Lake St. Clair, that's where we always go. And... you know, it's really nice. I just hope that the city bounces back. I mean,
it's on its way. I mean, even the sports teams are doing better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But so that'll be fun. It'll be fun to see your folks and your family and everybody.
I sure like seeing everybody.
Yeah. And that's fun. And we take the kids out. We go to Bronner's.
Yep. Tell them what Bronner's is. I don't think we've ever discussed it.
Oh, Bronner's.
Have we ever discussed
that's what we have to discuss is Bronner's.
Oh, man.
Bronner's Christ Mass Wonderland.
Yeah, it's...
Christ Mass Wonderland.
Oh.
Well, it's Christ is capitalized.
Christmas Wonderland. Christmas. Okay. Bronner's is a big, huge Christmas store that's about, 70 miles outside? Three football fields long.
It's an hour and a half out of Detroit.
So that
it's
would
out
be,
by Frankenmuth.
So that would be roughly the same distance from us to Santa Barbara, would you say?
Yeah, thereabouts.
Yeah, so that's about 70, 80 miles. And it's huge. Three football fields... worth of Christmas store, just absolutely titanic. The whole town of Frankenmuth exists to sell Christmas stuff. There's actually Frankenmuth.
Frankenmuth. Sounds more Halloweeny.
Yeah,
it's like Frankenweenie.
Well, you get off the freeway, then you turn left at the petting. That's they have a zoo, or a petting zoo, or some sort of a zoo that we've never been to because it's winter and animals are
frozen. Who the hell wants to go to there?
Yeah.
No one.
And then you continue on down to Bronner's. And Mr. Bronner, Wally Bronner...
who just recently passed away.
Yeah, about 3 years ago. He founded this huge empire, I guess right around World War II, creating displays for Christmas windows for department stores. And I guess back in the day, you know, downtown Detroit, before all the malls and the Walmarts and everything, that was like a really hot, you know, shopping area. And so he would do... window displays for not only department stores there, but for anybody, any store that wanted it back in the days of...
I didn't even know this. Did you learn this in that
Wealth and Prosperity. Well, I talked to him. I asked him.
Oh, you know, okay.
And then he gave me his... Then he sold me his book. And he said, it's all in here. I don't want to talk to you anymore. And then...
he did not say that.
And I tried to get him to stock Jingle Bell, and he just took one look at her, and it's like,
gave me a weird look and said, not in my store, Pally.
You know what? He makes up stories. That didn't really happen.
Okay. Anyway. So anyway, you go in there, and he's got an incredible amount of stuff for sale. Everything from lights and ornaments and inflatable...
To automated beavers. Logs.
Yes. And this is the story of the robot beavers. Like, you go into the place, and he has all these figurines, like at Disneyland, like Small World of, like, kids, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, like carolers, you know, the automated carolers that you can put in a window, or you can put in a window display for a store or something. And he's got everything from... I mean, he's just got it all. Angels, reindeer, Santa Claus, penguins. And he actually had, like, giant life-size automated polar bears that were, like, licking huge candy canes or moving around. And the first year we went there, I was working on Lost. And I thought, I'm going to buy one of those polar bears and ship it back to the office and just have it around, you know, just for fun. Yeah. And then I realized, you know, that would have been about $3,000 of expense that I didn't need to engage in. So, although I do have to say, their polar bear worked better than ours did. So,
Anyway,
what happened was so anyway, he had this display there of these three beavers, you know, sawing trees. And I guess that's sort of whimsical because beavers could just, you know, use their teeth to knock it down. But he's got one like raising a hatchet and chopping a stump, and he's got another one that was kind of swinging an axe and knocking down another tree, and he has another one who's on his lunch break who's just sitting there eating a cheese sandwich over and over. And I've actually looked at the we bought that one, and he's eating, you look at it, it's a sandwich, he's eating a cheese sandwich. You know, you figure the sandwich part I could buy, but he should be eating like a
peanut butter.
No, he should be eating like a circular slice of wood in there, you know, like
that's cute.
You know, he's like taking a piece of wood and put two pieces of bread on it, and he's eating that, you know.
Yeah. It's
like,
but beavers don't eat wood.
No, they just chew it
they
up.
They just chew it up.
Yeah.
So it's a popular misconception.
You know, it's like Woody Woodpecker. You know, you ask Woody Woodpecker, what do you eat? And he goes, oh, I'll eat a log of a redwood tree. No, he doesn't.
No,
Woody Woodpecker eats bugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, he would have some insects or something. Bless you.
Well, that's the myth, you know. It's like everybody thinks woodpeckers eat wood, but no, they just eat the termites and parasites inside there.
Okay.
Except that doesn't make a very interesting cartoon.
Nah.
Yeah, it does. Bird eating a bug.
A bird eating a bug?
That's a good cartoon.
I agree. There have been plenty of cartoons like that.
From the bug's perspective.
Well, look at all the it's not bugs, but all the cartoons they've made out of chickens chasing worms and stuff that.
See?
The smart worms, the bookworms.
Yeah. But, you know, Woody Woodpecker, if he eats anything, he eats other people's food. That's what makes him endearing.
Yeah, because he's a jerk.
He's a jerk and a moron and an asshole who just goes around mooching food. I love Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah, I know. You like them little scowly
stinkers. Yeah, I like, you know, Woody Woodpecker. He's always out to con somebody out of a food. Usually that weird walrus man.
Walrus or the buzzard guy.
Yeah, the buzzard guy. I mean, they're all like human except they have animal faces. You know, there's like the walrus guy. And he's always eating whatever the walrus guy has or the buzzard guy. The buzzard guy is usually trying to kill Woody for some reason or another, or try and chip him out of, a quarter or something like that. But how do we get on the subject of Woody Woodpecker?
Beavers, cheese sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, over the years, we would go up there, and every year we bought another member of the beaver family. So we have the one eating the sandwich. And
we bought two members of the beaver family. And the third year, my family actually did an intervention. And they said, are the beavers a want or are the beavers a need?
But there's
where it happened. Remember we told that story about Christian, and he was like, because Callis said, we said, do you guys need anything? And Callis said, I need McDonald's. And Christian, her stepbrother, got very impatient and said, that's a want.
Yeah.
And Paul looked at me and said, I love him.
Yeah.
And I said,
I want or a need, yes.
Yeah, and so that became the year of, is that a need or is that a want?
Yes.
And so we didn't get the two set where there's two beavers sawing a tree down. So we have
Chompy, who's eating the sand.
And Chompy.
We have Chompy and Chompy, but we don't have Slicey.
Yeah, we got to get Slicey.
Well, Slicey's alone.
Because I inquired about Slicey, and you were like, no. So, but I don't feel complete.
Unless Slicey.
We have the whole set.
Slicey, Chompy,
but the problem with Slicey is we don't have... You like how they got their names?
I'm sure we all can figure it out.
Yeah, well, no, that just happened because they didn't have these names before this podcast.
Really?
Oh,
I used to call him Chompy.
No.
I thought you
called him lazy because he was sitting there. You called him like union guy.
Yeah, he's on his union break.
I like how
union break
now,
beaver.
You all know which ones are which.
Well, if you saw them, one is going like this with a sandwich. He's just lifting it up to his mouth and putting it down again. And then the other one has an axe and he's chopping wood. So
he's on golden time.
He's on what?
He's on Golden Time.
Yeah, right.
And you know, the other one's just the union boy. He's taking his union break.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. So, but anyway. Oh, excuse me. I wouldn't mind. How many of you at home just yawned? Ha, ha, ha. I wouldn't mind inquiring about...
If Slicey's still there? Yeah. Slicey may have gone off to another home by now.
Oh, the hell you say.
Well, okay. Well, you never know. Nonsense. Well, we can look for him.
Yeah. Well, I think we inquired and he was the most expensive beaver.
He was, but actually, you know, when we bought Choppy, they said they would throw in Slicey for a reduced rate and it was just too much at the time, so.
Well, Choppy was too much.
Well,
beavers were like, I don't even want to think about how much they were. They were like $700 or something.
You know what
they
you can do?
It was like 3 weeks' wages for most of them. I mean, it was like ridiculous.
But you know what you can do with Choppy? Is you can remove his log, you know, the log he's chopping, and put another doll down in his place and it looks like he's beheading him.
Nice.
And we could actually, for next Halloween, we could put a little mask over Choppy and make him the beaver executioner.
Oh, nice.
No, because he creeps me out as he is.
What, that he's got that
he's
hatchet?
Looking at me like, you're next.
Like he's, gonna...
he's got that one eye, because his eyes, he's not symmetrical the way that he's made. So his
psycho
face, his one eye is way up higher than the other, and it's way toward the back of his head, and then his other eye is in a normal place. And so I feel like that eye that's misplaced like follows me around the room, and it moves around on his head.
Psycho beaver.
Qu'est-ce
que c'est?
Psycho beaver, choppy chop.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can hear even when he's unplugged at night, I hear.
You're going to get out of bed one night, and suddenly, like, his stand's going to be empty.
Yeah.
And the other and then you're going to look over at Chompy and his head's going to be cut off.
I'm going to be like, get up.
And he's still raising the cheese sandwich to where his head was.
That's disgusting. Like a snake, how a snake just keeps going.
Yeah. And then Choppy is going to be on the loose in the house somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great. See, now he stays as storage this year.
We're selling Choppy.
We're selling him?
Yeah, we're selling Choppy because I scared myself. I don't want him in the house anymore. Okay.
Now, eBay, okay. Paul Dini Cyber Garage.
We'll take $10 or best offer for Choppy.
Yeah,
or maybe even
deal.
Free to good home. Yeah. But we must sign a waiver. We will respect. We will accept no responsibility for what happens with Choppy.
Awesome.
Okay.
If you switch the good switch to evil, it's on your own.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. And they have a lot of stuff there. They have a huge Halloween section, and they must have.
I don't remember a Halloween section there.
They do.
I remember the little miniatures. But, I mean, guys, we're talking 3 football fields of crap you don't need. I mean, talk about want versus need.
Well, that we'd have to go up there in late summer to see if they have any, like, giant, massive Halloween, you know, pumpkin-headed displays.
I'm sure they do.
Because they've got...
In Christmas land.
You know, they've got, like, the Hanukkah kids. They've got, like, a kid holding, like, a silver and blue package. And they've got a girl holding a dreidel and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they've got a little Hanukkah section there, too. So there's... That and
they have
Halloween
so many Christmas ornaments. I mean, like, my dad was like, oh, he always likes to challenge because we usually, like, the day after Thanksgiving, we'll take my family and, like, we'll all pack into a car, get some Tim Hortons Timbits, and just drive, make the 2-hour drive. And then we have I know. And then we have Frankenmuth chicken, which is a very famous statewide across Michigan. People are like, oh, if you go to Frankenmuth, you got to have the fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. We go for chicken dinner afterwards.
Very famous. Winner chicken dinner. And and so we do that every year. Boy, my voice is really dying here. Uh-huh. But anyway.
And then we go up there. We haven't done it for a couple
years. But my dad likes a challenge, and this is what I started to say. My dad likes a challenge. He's like, well, I bet you can't find a dartboard Christmas ornament for me this year.
Oh, yeah.
Or I bet you can't find a pony on a carousel. Yes, we can.
Yes, we did that.
And they're all there every year, no matter. And so that's like his big game. Is he's like, oh, I bet you can't find.
Your sister gave me a Bigfoot ornament from there.
Yeah, she found a Yeti.
Bigfoot. Bigfoot Christmas
ornament. And I mean, it's glass. It's not. Wow. It's like one of those shiny, like high quality, almost like, what's that guy, Christopher Radko, that you like?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a Radko.
It's like a Radko ornament. Like it's elegant.
Well, it's everything is ranked according to, you know, there are things that like hobbies. So that's why we found your dad's dartboard.
Yeah, there's it's so organized.
And sports, and then teams. So they have a whole tigers and lions section.
Bet you can't find a steaming piece of poop.
Steaming piece of poop.
We found a Christmas pickle.
Oh, that, yeah.
Which
that
is close.
Yeah.
I could spray paint it for you.
But they also have animals.
They probably would have fake dog do.
Really?
They probably, if you want, tell me what you want an ornament of, and I will try to find it. If you want a poop ornament,
I mean, maybe not the poop, but yeah, I'll think of something.
Think of something you'd actually put on your tree, because otherwise it's a waste of
money. Mugsy can help you out with that. You know, if you've got a little shellac, a little lacquer and a hanger.
When I was a little girl, that's what I brought home for my dad from Texas. He wanted something unique. He always said, you know, bring me something unusual. And they had a turd bird.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bird made out of a cow chip that was on a spring. And it had feathers that stuck off the back like a little tail. And the turd bird would swing back and forth. And I thought my dad would love this. And it turns out, not so much.
Not so much?
Who could say?
I should have just brought him a Whataburger.
Why did you buy me this? Who can say? Should have bought him a what?
Whataburger.
Yeah.
I keep hearing about these Whataburgers. I have no idea.
They're not that...
Really?
They're all mustard. I mean, I don't mind them. You know, they're okay.
They're fine. You know what you like is the Hunter's House burgers.
Yeah. Oh, another good reason to go to Detroit. Hunter's House. Oh, in Birmingham. Yes. Best hamburgers in Michigan. I love those. Hunter's is really good. Carter's is really good. The Tellway system.
Michigan has, and I don't know, because I don't really travel and eat burgers all across the country. But Michigan has these little white block hamburger houses.
Like White Castle. And they also have White Castle.
Yeah, but they're not like White Castle. Well, they have White Castle, which I love.
Yeah.
But you like the actual, what I'm guessing, White Castle is the cheap version of that hamburgers you like. They've got the Tellway and the Bray Burgers. What is that place?
Bray, with a mule outside holding up the hamburger.
Yeah.
And I would have eaten there,
Donkey Burgers.
Yeah, I get too suspicious about what the meat is actually made out of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, so, although, if you go by that ruling, McDonald's is made out of clowns.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That I would eat.
It's man, I'm
hey, this tastes funny. Oh, but a
Hey, I found a piece of a red wig in my hamburger.
That's probably closer to real meat than what's actually in them.
Mm. Oh, hey.
Yeah, I don't think about that stuff too much. But Hunter House Hamburgers is really good. And they're in Birmingham. And it's one of those little local places that's been there forever. They, I guess they have a van they send out to games or for catering and everything. And it's always,
do? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you can order it up and have it for a party. But so if we ever have a big party in Michigan, we should get them to do the catering.
The only party we ever had was our engagement party, I think. We had that there. Right. Remember Betsy threw that for us, my friend Betsy.
That was wonderful.
She is a very nice human being. She beat cancer.
Oh, she did.
Wow.
She did. She is
beat
amazing.
It to a pulp, cancer.
She has that nice indoor swimming pool, too.
Cancer.
Oh, I forgot she had that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, man, we should really stay with Betsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shootskis. I forgot about that. Yeah.
But that's one of the big signs of Christmas is like, Birmingham is nice. It's fun. It's all lit up. It's a nice little shopping and dining area. And then you will go into Hunter's like the day before Thanksgiving and for one thing, it's freezing cold outside. Inside, it's all warm and greasy in there. And
you can't go in there without leaving smelling like it.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And then you sit down, you have a couple of cheeseburgers and chili.
I always take my coat off and leave it in the car when go there.
You kind of have to go in, you know, like almost naked because otherwise the smell just permeates everything.
It does. It gets in your hair.
Oh. Fried onions.
All day long. Yikes. You smell like just fried grease.
But you got to admit, those are tasty little burgers.
They're okay.
They're fine.
They're not just fine for you. You love them. They're just different than what I like. Yeah. I like crap.
Okay, all right.
I do.
And you don't like Hunter's?
I do like it fine.
Okay.
I like it fine. I just don't, it's not like, oh God, that's why I want to go to Michigan. It's like, but you know why I want to go to Michigan? Is a honey sandwich.
Yeah.
National Coney Island honey sandwich. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
That's what I like.
What is a honey sandwich?
Stop it. How can you not know?
I don't.
It is, oh my gosh, it is food from heaven.
It's a chicken sandwich on a pita, isn't it?
Shut up.
Okay.
Yes, it is, actually. Right. It's like chicken finger meat. Uh-huh. So it's breaded chicken cut in strips.
Uh-huh.
And then it's wrapped up into a big puffy, is it a pita? Because it's puffy and it's grilled with three different kinds of cheese.
God, it's almost like Navajo bread.
And lettuce. Yeah, it's a really soft pita.
Yeah.
You know, and it's puffy and delicious. And then it's wrapped up with three different kinds of cheese.
Puffy because they bake it or it's cooked.
They make it there.
Degree, why is the pita puffy?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's you know how you get like
it's so good and tons
like
of mayonnaise.
Navajo bread, which is really pillowy soft.
Okay. It's sort of like that. It's like a big puffy delicious because it's like they make it there, you know. And so it's breaded chicken with three different kinds of cheese, mayonnaise, lettuce, tomatoes wrapped up in that big puffy bread. And then they put one of those fancy toothpicks in it, and that is class to me—a fancy toothpick.
Oh, yeah.
And Olga's Kitchen. is the other place that I like to
go. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's really
and
good.
And I think you guys have... I think we're... You guys. Like, I don't live in California. No. But I think we're starting to get them here.
Oh.
But Olga's Kitchen has this... That same kind of bread, but it's sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, it's to die for.
Yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Those are my two favorites.
And then the Original Pancake House.
Yeah, you like that place a lot. And they'll make pancakes any way you want. Like, little kid will sit down and they're like, what kind of pancakes would you like? And the kid's like, well, what do you have? And the waitress always smiles at the parents and goes, we have chocolate chip. And so they'll mix chocolate chips in with the pancakes and they'll make them in shapes for the kids. Nice. And it's like, there's such a line because they don't take reservations. Uh-huh. The line is down the block.
Wow.
And the turnover is so fast because the service is instantaneous. You tell them what they want, they go get it and come right back.
You know what I? You know what
I? It's really remarkable.
You know what I discovered that I really like. One of my favorite places to look at food is. well, okay, no, I mean.
That's just a funny thing to say. One of my favorite places to look at food.
Well, it's
well, I can't
it's
like, eat it anymore.
It's like going back to Rashi's little trip to the grocer's earlier.
Yeah, and
it's
like
there's in East Point where Grosse Pointe where my sister lives.
Yeah.
Like just about a block away, you know, there's that little shopping area. I found this market, and I don't know what the name of it is because I only went there once.
Is it that little concrete floor market?
It might be, but they have inside. You go in there, they have all this bread, all this baked products from local Michigan places.
Yes,
and the food in there is just amazing. They have like whole loaves of bread from small independent bakeries, pies. Everything. They have this huge deli case.
Oh, speaking of pies.
The food. Oh, Ackett's.
Ackett's. We got to make those reservations.
Oh, yeah. We got to phone in our Ackett's pie reservation.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry Ackett's, for interrupting you.
It's spelled like it should be pronounced Ashits or something like that. But it's
A-H-A-T-S.
A-H-A-T-S.
Yeah.
But it's Ackett's. And Michigan pie chain. I guess there are only about 7 or 8 of them or something, if that many. But it's all homemade pies.
There's 3,
pies.
I think. There's only 3 of them.
There's one in Troy. There's a couple in... Where did we go? Troy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you make... Right about now is when you have to make your reservation for your pies.
Wow.
Because there's a line out the block to get into these pie shops. And they have like Michigan Five Berry. And what's your favorite? Your mom likes the French silk.
I like the fighting berries. What's that called? It's like berry brawl or... It's 3 different kinds of berries.
The Michigan Five Berry. That's cherry...
Is that the one?
Blueberry, blueberry, blackberry, a bunch of berries in it. You know,
it's like Berry Rumble or something like that. It's called something like that.
And or
it's
Razzleberry like, or something.
That's what it is. Razzleberry.
Is it Razzleberry? Yeah. I think that might be Marie Callender's though. Or maybe they have it there. I don't know. But there is a...
Well, anyway, this place has every different kind of pie that you could possibly think of. And it's cooked by like a mother and 3 sons or something. Yeah. And it's delicious.
Perfect. Thanksgiving coming up. All this pie talk. What are your favorite pies? I mean, I always have to have like a pumpkin and a pecan, obviously. But
yeah.
Pecan pie looks like cockroaches to me.
I'm sorry, but it's my favorite pie ever.
I just love it
so much.
Pecan pie, you know, like chocolate pecan pie.
A little bit of bourbon in it.
Mm. Oh, man. You just don't like the nuts. What about walnuts?
I can't with the walnuts.
You don't like the walnuts?
I can't with
my
them.
Dad.
You oh, know, your dad can't.
My dad has one walnut, you know.
He's allergic.
Oh,
ooh,
really?
Oh, it's
great. Wow.
I can't
like
tell
if
you.
If I ate a cat.
What? Oh, if you ate a cat, yeah.
Cats. Wicked allergic to cats.
Boy, I can't tell you all the times we've had to have the EpiPen ready for my dad, or, you know, 911, like holiday gatherings.
Yeah.
Like he has one time he had he was at a holiday party. This is like 4, maybe about 7 or 8 years ago. He picked up one of those Pfeffernuss cookies and ate it, you know, because he's at a Christmas party, you know, having a good time. Yeah. His partner, Nancy, had to be right there with an EpiPen, you know, I think they actually called 911 or they, you know, the.
Really?
Yeah. But
that sucks.
But Nancy carries an EpiPen with her.
Oh, that's smart.
So she can, I mean, but, you know, places they go to, like they eat out, like Chinese restaurants. He has to say, like, I can't have this, or he can't have sesame oil. He can't have anything. It's and nuts are just right out. Almonds are okay.
Wow,
for whatever reason, he
sounded like you had the holy hand grenade there. 5 is right out.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
for a second.
Or Monty Python, it's right out.
Sorry for interrupting.
Boy, I mean, when we were kids, you know, when you have a relative who's got, you know, can go into anaphylactic shock, you know, it's just. It's terrible because
you have to. That's exciting.
Well, that's it's gruesome is what it is, you know, because you never know what might, you know, set it off. I mean, nuts, you know, okay, you can't have a bowl full of nuts, but then, you know, think of all the places that might have, like a salad might be drizzled with walnut oil, or actually I wrote a Batman about that. I like,
about what?
I don't know. Somebody was killing somebody.
That's right.
Oh yeah. The Joker disguised as a magician had killed one of Zatanna's assistants or
that's
something
right.
like that. Yeah. Yeah. And because he knew that she had she would go into anaphylactic shock, and the Joker was disguised as another magician, and he was doing these weird tricks to provoke and kill people, you know, and make it look like accidents because he got off on the thrill of killing people on stage. Like a lot of magicians we know enjoy just getting somebody on stage and just killing
like
him.
That.
Yeah. So that's the thing with,
We talked about Hunter House hamburgers, Ackett's pies. What else? And honey sandwiches.
The cuisine of Detroit. Still haven't found a good Mexican place in Detroit.
Haven't been looking, but you like the Louis Italian restaurant.
Louis Italian restaurant is where they have Detroit pizza, and it's a very specific type of pizza, unlike any other type I've seen anywhere.
We have to thank our friend Fred Bell for introducing us to that.
And Sean Parks.
A lot of things. And Sean Parks, yeah.
So it's not like a thin New York crust. It's not like a deep dish Chicago.
Well,
so
this is called Detroit pizza, but it may just be at Louis that they have it, or maybe.
I don't know. It's pretty good, though.
It's like you have a very thick, flat crust, though. It's like rectangular pizza.
Okay.
And first is, if I'm correct, the cheese. Then
I don't remember.
There's the meat topping, and then the tomato sauce is last on it.
Oh, so it's built upside down.
Yeah, kind of like that, but it's delicious. Whatever they put on it, it's just really, really good. Mm. And it's sort of like an inside-out pizza, but they have it at this restaurant, Louis, which is over by, what's the name of the racetrack?
Hazel Park.
Hazel Park, okay. Yeah, so it's Louis, and we go there sometimes, for a pizza and just to hang loose with some of our friends. And it's one of those places where if you order a Chianti, they bring it to the big straw
in the bottle, and you can draw on it.
And they have all these.
It's pretty great.
These bottles hanging from the walls with people's autographs on them and everything. It's like a local joint. It's good stuff.
It's really good, and they spell it wrong. It's Louis.
Yeah,
it's not Louie as you would expect it to be.
Yeah, and hot dogs are very Coney Islands, as they call them. Coneys are
I still think 7-Eleven makes the best hot dogs on the planet.
What?
I think they are delicious.
7-Eleven
hot dogs.
Straight up salt. Bring it on.
I actually went into shock after eating one of their hot dogs.
God, it's so good.
Salt shock.
Yes.
Wow.
You know what? They could put a salt lick in a bun, and I would think it was the best
thing
ever. That is
a salt lick in a bun.
It is so good.
Man. It's like Lot's wife in a bun.
Yeah.
God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Chicago dogs are different than Detroit dogs, because they have all the relish and pickles and peppers on them, but Detroit dogs are just the chili grease and a little bit of mustard and cheese, and there you go.
Yep.
It's not bad stuff.
What else do you like to eat there? Anything? Or are we done with the food?
I think we're done. We're actually going to a restaurant this year. We're going to
Thanksgiving, yeah. Moose Lodge or whatever.
Oh, really?
The Moose Preserve, yeah.
I did a hotel.
We're going to have people. I wonder if we'll have anybody walking up to us going, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
We ate here because we knew you'd be here.
Thanks a lot. That's a little depressing for them.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be pretty sad. I hope you guys have better things to do on Thanksgiving than join us at the Moose Preserve.
Pull up a chair and join us. There's an open space in the parking lot.
All right. Anyway, Ezra, what are you doing?
Oh, I was just saying, I've been to a hotel type of Thanksgiving once when I was stuck in
Tahoe. Oh, how was that?
It wasn't great.
Oh, that's
what hotel were you at?
I don't even remember. I was in Tahoe for a wedding, and it was just microwavable type, you know, hungry man dinners, it felt like. It was really...
Was that at Harrah's?
I would totally be down with that. I would be like,
Harrah's
yes.
has got a pretty decent buffet up on top. There was a place called... A lot of the time it was called The Forest or something at top of Harrah's. Harrah's was a pretty good buffet, but...
It wasn't in where all the casinos were. It was right outside of that area.
Oh, okay.
We were there for a wedding and not for...
Oh, all right. Okay. Yeah. Tahoe is really hit or miss, like, as far as food goes.
Yeah.
Although Rashi has a favorite place. Rashi,
yeah.
Want to tell him about your favorite?
Snowflake, bitches.
Oh, you like the Snowflake Drive-In.
That's right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snowflake. Snowflake.
Okay.
And it's a... Yeah, I love Snowflake. I've been going there since I was a kid.
CS Flake.
What?
He said CS Flake instead of Snowflake.
Oh, okay.
Stupid.
I've been going to Snowflake since I was a kid. We would, that was like the place to go for hamburgers, you know. We,
nice.
Because it was like a local place, and you could get really good milkshakes there, and really huge, you know. It's just like a local place where they make them, where they make them all there. It's not like a drive through or anything. We'd actually pass up McDonald's if we go to Snowflake. It's good stuff.
That I will vouch for. It's pretty tasty.
What? Snowflake?
Snowflake. Yeah.
Snowflake's great.
That's really good.
And yeah, but around Lake Tahoe, there's the Red Hut Waffle House. That's about it. Red Hut's pretty good. They actually made a chain of those, like a small local chain of
Red Huts. So we talked about Bronner's. I want to get back to Detroit because if we start talking about Tahoe, we'll be talking for another hour and a half.
Okay.
And we've been running a while here. So what else are you excited? Are you excited to do anything else in Detroit?
Go to the football game.
Yeah.
You know, we never have been to the parade. I mean, you've got actually got us tickets a few years, but
yeah,
it's
and
been
I'm not
so
even going to try this
dang
year.
Dang cold. And it's yeah. snowing and it's awful.
Every single year we try to go to the parade. I get us parade seats. I get all excited. And every single year we look at each other Thanksgiving morning and go, yeah, no.
Well, it's usually snowing or something.
We'll
awful.
Watch it on television. And half the time, we don't even get up in time to watch it on TV.
No.
Yeah, I live a block away from the Pasadena Rose Bowl Parade, and I never have gone to it.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just, it's so like Thanksgiving morning when it's snowing like that, all you want to do is snuggle, especially when you stay at the Townsend, which is the hotel we stay at.
Yeah.
Because it is so, they give you these thick white down comforters.
Mm-hmm.
On your bed, and it's so cold outside, and you look out the window, and it's covered in snow, and you're just like, yeah, no.
It's better here.
Okay, you know, all right, this is our Thanksgiving right schedule, is like
a big giant bath we're gonna in that marble tub.
Yes, we'll put in our breakfast order the night before.
Yes.
Nice. Then we wake up, turn on the parade so we can see it
they
in New
wake
York.
Us up with the breakfast, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see the New York parade, and then stumble out of bed, then I'll collect the men and the family, and we'll all go off to the game.
Yeah.
And that's it. And yep. we're going to go watch the Lions.
Spank the Panthers.
That's the week before, but
oh,
Thanksgiving,
right.
it's,
oh, no, it's Green Bay. Oh.
Green Bay. Undefeated Green Bay.
Interesting.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Misty, you got to get your magic mojo working. You
yeah.
got to
yeah.
call in any spell you know.
Totally.
Make contact with your brother witches and
yes,
wizards and stuff like that.
Cheeseheads win.
You know,
I'll give you a talisman, an anti-cheese talisman.
I don't care. Turn their cheese to back into milk. Turn them into toads. Do whatever you have to do
yes.
to ensure a Lions victory to Green Bay.
Only the Lions can make that happen.
We apologize to any Green Bay fans.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. Green Bay sucks.
No, we don't.
Although I
Ruth,
got...
You know, my best friend Ruth yeah. is a Green Bay Packer oh, yeah. fan, and she can suck it.
Although I have to
there
say...
On Thanksgiving, she can win any other time she wants, but not on Thanksgiving.
Not, yeah.
Thanksgiving, she can eat it.
Yes, that's right.
What were you going
to
say?
Although I do have to say that 2 years ago when we went to the game,
yeah.
the Lions were playing so badly, I actually was rooting for Green Bay. It's like I was so
they
pissed
played
at
Green
the
Bay a couple years ago and we're back with them again.
Yeah.
Wow.
They usually play them on Thanksgiving. Lions are always home and they usually play. Well, last year they would play the Patriots. The year before it was Green Bay, but Green Bay more often than not is who they play on Thanksgiving.
Interesting.
And the Lions were playing so badly.
And that was the year I got you 50-yard line, 15th row seats, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to watch them wow. lose.
And the Lions were playing so badly that your dad and I started rooting for Green Bay, and your dad was yelling, "Lions suck!" And then and right in front of us, there was an entire family wearing Lions jerseys, and the father turned around and goes, "Hey, they do, but..." And he had nothing, and then...
That poor guy.
Well, he realized your dad was right. They were playing terrible
ball.
I know,
but that poor guy.
Well, yeah. Because
they probably paid as much as you guys did, and I remember how much those tickets cost. Well,
yeah, those were a pretty penny. But...
That was crazy. That was almost as much as our season tickets were.
Wow. Yeah, but we got
season
great
tickets,
seats.
Season tickets, best thing we ever did.
Yeah, we got great seats.
Yeah, they weren't very expensive. They probably will be now.
I don't know. They keep winning games.
I know. It's great.
Who are they playing this week? Oh, they got the Bears. Ooh.
They won the Bears last time.
Yeah, but they're playing in Wrigley Field this week, and the Bears are out for blood.
Oh. Well.
Wait, is it Wrigley Field? No, that's a baseball stadium, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's baseball.
Okay.
I don't know where the Bears play.
Do they play Wrigley Field?
Probably not football. Baseball and football fields are different.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're playing where the Bears Field, or Bearland, or Beartown, or Jellystone Park, or wherever it is the Bears
Okay. Okay.
And but anyway, the Lions got their work cut out for them because the Bears are going to be out for some blood. And then the next week they got the Panthers, and that's anybody's guess because the Panthers have been up and down all season. And the week after that is, and then the game after that is Green Bay, which hasn't lost anything this year. So.
Well, let's get our happy attitudes on and keep hopeful.
And so that is our that's kind of Thanksgiving.
That's exciting. So that's what's coming up for us.
Yeah.
Professionally, you want to talk about any of your projects? I heard you on the phone about some things today. Anything you can discuss there or nothing?
Nothing
really?
I can really talk about right now except, I'm just hunkering down for a long slew of working on some interesting projects. No tower prep news, unfortunately, to relate. That's just sort of dragged on way too long, and I just don't think there's any movement on that. I know that it's running around the world. It's running in Australia, and it's running in Belgium.
Wow.
And people have been watching that and really digging it. But people, just today, somebody tweeted me from England saying, when's it going to air over here? It's anybody's guess. I don't know. But, there's really no news to report on that. So we're not going to go in. I can tell you, absolutely, we're not going to be back in production this year. So... as for the future, I'll wait to see. But that's it on Tower Prep. Arkham City selling great, apparently.
Yeah, they got the bundle of Nightwing out. People have been playing.
And, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were doing that. That's exciting.
What else? And I'm just working away on a bunch of projects. Spidey, Hulk. Getting them all ready for
good
next
stuff.
Year. And I just don't like talking about stuff before... either I get the big thumbs up from folks who say whatever you want about it, or else until it's on the air, why babble about it? But there's some interesting stuff coming up down the road, so.
Yes, and we'll tell you as it comes out.
Yeah.
Yes,
all will be revealed in time.
Well, what do you think? Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, I think that pretty much finishes our pre-Thanksgiving show. But we're actually working on something special for either Thanksgiving night or the night before. What? Night before Thanksgiving.
Why don't we let them be surprised when it comes?
Okay, we will make a special announcement about when we will have something special for Thanksgiving week. I can say it's going to be another one of our jukebox shows.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah, it's going to be a special Thanksgiving jukebox show, and it's going to have some real cool surprises. So keep listening and follow us on Twitter. Paul Dini at Twitter, Misty Lee at Twitter.
Misty _ Lee, Paul _ Dini, and Radio Rashi.
Yes. And for a special Thanksgiving special that's coming Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
And
leave us iTunes reviews as well.
Yes, please. That helps us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go put the turkey in.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes Store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.